More now on President Bush's nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court and on her views on abortion. According to documents released this week, Ms. Myers said she opposed abortion when she was running for the Dallas City Council back in 1989. She also then backed a constitutional amendment to ban the procedure in most cases. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer told NPR earlier today, this questionnaire raises more questions about her views.
When you see a questionnaire like this, where you're just checking off a list of questions, you say, we really have to learn what Harriet Myers thinks on a whole range of constitutional issues, privacy and choice among them.
And California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, who met with Ms. Myers earlier this week, had this to say.
It reveals rather starkly that she has taken a very strong position, and that is, as far as a woman's right to choose, a negative position.
To learn more how Harriet Myers' stated views are influencing the prospects for her nomination, we go to the publisher of the conservative political journal, The Weekly Standard. He's Terry Eastland in Washington. Terry, welcome to Day to Day, and thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome. How are you today?
I'm well. How do you think that this abortion questionnaire, which is really, in terms of politics, ancient history, but a very current topic, how is it changing, the talk about Harriet Myers this week?
Well, I think a memo like this, even though it is, as you say, distant history in the past, it's something that has a life of its own now. And I thought what was interesting yesterday, and I think carrying over today, is that there are two sorts of reactions. On the one hand, you have some social conservatives who seem to be heartened by this questionnaire. On the other hand, as I suspected, checking off the boxes she did, all of them, if you will, on the pro-life side, is something that aroused the interest of the senators you had quoted in the lead-in here.
The Democrats, yeah.
That's right.
For every Supreme Court judicial nominee I can recall for the last 15 years anyway, the question of abortion always comes up, and the nominee is always very careful to say, I'm not going to say what my views are. She can't say that, can she?
Well, I think she will try to say that. I mean, she's been visiting senators, as we know, this week. She's told them that no one knows how I would vote on that case. I don't know that she knows.
You write that it's quite possible for someone to hold these views in a political context, but not try to exercise them in a judicial context.
That is true. That is true. I mean, there always is a distinction, I think, between law and politics here.
Wouldn't that be true in the world of angels? But we don't live in that world. That is, theoretically, you're right. But does anyone believe that that's how people actually operate today?
Well, the notion that there is a distinction between the two, between law and politics, which is what Roberts maintained throughout his hearing, by the way, is really critical to our understanding of what courts are about and what our Constitution is about.
But Mr. Roberts had not signed a questionnaire in which he said, I'm against abortion, I'm against spending public money on abortion, I'll make sure no one, if I'm elected to office, I'll make sure that no one is appointed to a health board, a public health board?
No, he didn't sign any of that. I mean, but again, this difference between someone who is in politics, as she was at that time, for that time she served, or she ran and then served a single term. Well, this is going to be, you know, again, Alex, I would say this is something that these senators are no doubt going to ask questions about. They're going to want to see if she understood what she was signing on to, whether she holds those views now. She will probably try to say that those are my personal views. They will not affect the way I assess a particular case involving this issue. And that will be decided. I mean, it'll be in that committee, and they will be able to judge her answers and determine as they wish each one.
Will this questionnaire influence at all the conservative intellectuals who have been mostly unhappy with the Myers nomination so far?
By and large, I don't think it will, because if you look at the questionnaire, Alex, the only question that Texans United for Life didn't ask was this. If you were nominated to the Supreme Court, how would you regard Roe v. Wade? Would you overrule it? That question was not asked. Obviously, no one would have thought to have asked that question at that time. It would have been preposterous. But that is the question that I think the conservative legal movement, the intellectuals within it, have been most concerned about with this nomination, because there seems to be there's little evidence of her judicial philosophy, very little, and it has largely been a trust me type of situation where the president says, look, I know her. I believe she shares my judicial philosophy. I've appointed many judges that you like, you conservatives like, and she's helped me pick a few of them. So therefore, you should trust me on this one.
Terry Eastland, publisher of the Weekly Standard. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Surely.
And Day to Day continues.